JK4JBQ, KO4NUE.
NUE, JK4JBQ here. Well, hello there, Chad.
You tonight, I just wanted to check my radio out, make sure, see if there's anything on here I need to know about.
A signal? It truly is.
I appreciate that, I really do. No noise.
Well, there, I could hear crickets if it were, you know, crickets in the room.
Sounds good. Well, make sure things working right. Got all my stuff laid out and ready to go. So I just gonna let you know. I guess. Hang on, Larry. Let me see if Andy's in here real quick. KI4LZI KO4NUE. For LZI KO4NUE. 4JBQ, KO4NUE. So, I talked with Walt today, and his throat is still messed up from, using the inhaler. I couldn't stay on the phone with him long, as a matter of fact, because he sounded pretty rough. I told you and Andy I'd find out what was going on, and like I said, I didn't stay on with him long because you could tell he was not comfortable. So there you go. I just want to pass that along.
That it's could have been worse, which is what goes through your head if you don't hear anything from someone for a while. But truly, he shouldn't be saying anything to anybody. He is getting medical treatment for that, and he's on the mend, isn't he?
Putting him on. Yes, he is. He is seeking medical treatment. So we'll leave it at that. But he's still kicking. Just want to let you know, I think that's the main point there. So I got a quick question for you, Larry, for the net starts.
Well, let's see. We got about 10 minutes, 12 minutes.
When you had your, radio set up on a little station or table or your ham shack or whatever, did you have a problem with stuff just showing up on the table? I mean, papers, there's papers, notebooks, plastic bags. Ooh. I mean, it's just like I leave and it just, poof, it just turns into this horrible magnet.
It's like owls to me.
30K4CHY.
C4CHY. So candy wrappers, too. I wasn't going to say nothing about candy wrappers, but I got them, too.
I'll throw that in there, because that's one of the accumulates around mine, over.
Must be making progress, then. I consider myself a true ham, because I got candy wrappers, toothpicks, dip cans. I don't know how many PL259 connectors. I don't know where all these connectors came from. But papers that don't mean anything, don't know how they got here, but sounds like I'm right on track. So I appreciate it. I'm going to clear on out of here, get my notes together. KO4NUE, and I'll see you guys on the net here in a few minutes. I'll be clear.
KK4JBQ.
This is KO4NUE, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll begin in 1 minute.
Peter Myra Net, somebody calling you tonight?
CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. We'll begin with the pre-check-ins, starting with W4FCM, Mr. Fred, NTR, and N4IEI, Ms. Isla, also NTR. W4MKH, Mr. Marshall, in St. John's, Florida. And K4XMR, Mr. Mail in Prosperity. KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack, in Greenville. And KW4TS, Jim, in Pelzer. KJ4PFI, Don, in Piedmont. And KO4CEF, that's Andrew, in Inman. KG4QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont. KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylor's. And K4OIM, Walt in Inman. K4OSH, Mr. Pat in Malden. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. And KO4OLK, Mr. Stephen in Greer. KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock, and KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. ROW, Mr. Richard, also in Greenville. Well, for EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
I'd like to recognize KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, up in Brown Summit. And John, I have you in for comments tonight, sir. Okay, no more stations on EchoLink, so we will now begin the RF portion of the check-in. Tonight being Monday night, we'll begin with Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix that begins with Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KOE, this is Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha. In Spartanburg, no comments.
KO4NUE.
Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Negative and negative night, Chad. Merry Christmas.
I'd like to recognize KE4, Echo Alpha, Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha. That's Mr. Dave in Spartanburg. And Mr. Harry up in Candler, KC4EZN. And Merry Christmas to you, Harry. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice on this net. All right, any more stations for Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any stations with the suffix that begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Anna. We have No traffic, no comment. Good evening to all on the net. Merry Christmas.
NUE. And please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. That's KO4JKV. And this is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and Merry Christmas.
G4JIA. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha, Dennis and Gaffney.
Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, another pair on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73 is for each one of you.
4, NUE. 10, hello to Anna, if she's there by your side. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I have no traffic. Everyone out there, have a good night. 7-3.
I'd like to recognize Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid up in Fletcher. And Sid, Merry Christmas to you, sir. KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. Duncan, Merry Christmas to you too, sir. Mr. Dennis, can I have your call one more time, sir?
Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha, KG4JIA.
I'd like to recognize KG4JIA. That's Mr. Dennis up in Gaffney. Thank you for checking in with us, Dennis. I'm sorry I messed your call up, bud, but G's and J's get me. So we got it straight, though. Also, we'd like to recognize Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and that's KK4JFO. Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They are both in Greer. And Mr. Larry, I have you in for comments tonight, sir. It's India through Lima. This is KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Pet, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. That's Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative, and happy holidays to everyone.
Annette would like to recognize KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and KK4DMW, Mr. Rick. And they bring along their wife, KM4MOQ, Miss Michelle, all in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena, happy holidays to you too, ma'am. It's always a pleasure to hear you on the net. I always look forward to your call. So, all right, any more stations? Mike through Papa. This is KO. Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. KO4QLG. That is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to recognize KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris up in Liberty. And Chris, that beam sure is sounding nice tonight. Appreciate you checking in with us. All right, next up on the list is KO4RAX. That's Mr. Jim in Dacusville. And, Jim, I like your call, too. RAX, that just kind of rolls right off the tongue. So appreciate you checking in with us from Dacusville tonight. Okay, any more stations with the suffix beginning with Quebec through Tango? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any stations on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with the suffix that begins with Uniform through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE.
Control. Four Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith and Columbus. Good evening again, Chad. Just good to hear you again. Just check me in and out.
Four NUE. Kilo Oscar 4, Victor Mike Juliet. Negative Spartanburg. Oh, Tim. Spartanburg. Negative negative. This is my first contact as a ham.
WFU Ken, Sumptonville, and I do have a question for those who are remaining in the drag tube portion there.
So let me start right here and say, Tim, welcome to the net. And I am so glad that you checked in with me and I finally got a new ham. So I'm going to put you before Mr. Keith and Ken on recognition here because you are a new ham. And take and just spend a few minutes with you and just say, hey, welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This net happens every night at 9 o'clock. On Tuesday nights, we have Mr. Walt, who does a training class every night at 9 after the rag chute. If you have any questions that revolve around ham radio or antennas or computers, or if you just want to shoot the breeze for a few minutes, please drop by and check in with us. And on Wednesday nights, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, he runs SwapNet. So if you want to buy, sell, or trade any ham radio equipment, you can listen to his net and, ask any questions you like. But I want to be sure that, I welcome you into the net and take a few minutes here and answer any questions that you have about checking in or how do you do it or any concerns or anything like that. So we'll pause here and don't be bashful. Just push the mic.
Well, thank you so much. I'm here with my my dad, who's kind of got me into this whole thing, so I'm just looking forward to learning more about it, and I'll check in again. Thanks a lot.
But thank you for dropping by, and I'm just curious, did you test this weekend, sir? Congratulations, and welcome to the net. If your dad's standing there, I know you're in great hands. So we'll move on to the next check-in. So the net would like to recognize KO4UMJ, that's Mr. Tim in Spartanburg. KE4ZHF, that's Mr. Keith up in Columbus. And K4WFU, that's Mr. Ken in Simpsonville. And Ken, what is your question, sir?
I was just wondering if anybody has used a Rig Expert antenna analyzer.
Questions on the net that has used a Rig Expert antenna analyzer that you can help Ken with. Any station.
Kilo Echo 4 Echo Alpha. Maybe we could have a discussion offline, but I've got one and I love it.
K and 4VWA, in case you got a different model. I've got a Zoom 55 Rig Expert. It works fantastic.
Take the responses there. I'm thinking about ordering one, and I just wanted to see if anybody had one and what they thought about it.
I'm glad we got glad you got a response there. So I picked up Mr. Steve there from Inman, K and 4 VWA. Steve, you mind if I go ahead and check in, sir?
Very, very politely waiting my turn with bated breath. Yeah, go ahead and check me in, big guy. K and 4 VWA, Steve and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative unless that gentleman wants me to hang around for a little bit of rag chew about the Rig Experts after the net. Merry Christmas, everybody, including you, Boomer.
Hey, Mr. Steve, and Ken, if you don't mind, hang around after the rag to you, and I'm sure there'll be some more comments about the rig expert antennalizer. All right, there's one more call in there that came in with Mr. Steve, and I just did not get it. So we'll give you an opportunity to check in before we move on down the group. Well, we'll move on down the group. So any more stations? Uniform through Zulu. This is KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any stations with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
Hey, Chad. This is Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, K1CJW, Roland Pickens, negative and negative, and a very, very Merry Christmas to all.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For NUE. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Cool. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra. KO4DZS, Scott in Pendleton.
KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, I think we got a station trying to check in there. I just want to let you know you're able to open the repeater, but I cannot. There's no audio. There's no audio. Would you like to try again? Thanks for trying. Come on back and don't give up. Don't give up. Work on your PO tones, or maybe your drop, or your offset, or maybe change your location. But whatever you do, don't give up. Keep trying. So, all right, the net would like to recognize K1CJW, that's Mr. Roland and Pickens. And Mr. Roland, Merry Christmas to you, sir. W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer. And KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith and Seneca. And KO4DJW. Delta Zulu Sierra, that's Mr. Scott in Pendleton. Okay, are there any more stations for Alpha through Delta? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. And please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
NUE. Dad, Miss Anna, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic. I'll be here for rag to you. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, and all on the net.
Probably out of turn. Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Well, let's back up and recognize KB2BYQ. That's Mr. Dave in Easley. And KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary, also in Easley. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. And Merry Christmas to you, Miss Joy. Also, K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Okay, are there any more stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Let's get to the last group, the very patient group, and that is Alpha through Zulu. Any stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4 HKX.
Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, and I'll be in and out tonight from Chad on the net.
Can you E? Check in. Alpha Foxtrot 4. Lima Victor, Mark in Belton, and I'll be negative and negative, and Merry Christmas to all.
Control, W4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
I'd like to recognize KO4 HKX, that's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. And Alpha Foxtrot 4 Lima Victor, Mr. Mark and Belton, and Merry Christmas to you too, sir. Also, Mr. Gene and Taylor's Whiskey 4 Hotel Foxtrot Juliet. Are there any more stations for that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Any stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Would like to recognize Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. That's Mr. Tyler and Taylor's. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Tyler. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, before we move on to the rag chute portion?
Recheck. Hotel Juliet. It's, I might be mistaken, but it seemed like that you had my call wrong. But anyway, verify it. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. You might have had it right, in which case I apologize. Over.
Right, Mr. Gene, I apologize. The net would like to recognize Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. That's Mr. Gene and Taylor's. Sorry about that, Gene, but I got you. And hey, Merry Christmas to you, sir. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, before we move on to the rag chute portion. So this is KO4NUE, now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for rag chute may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for check-ins and comments. Okay, first up on the stump is Mr. John, KN4RJN, up in Brown Summit. Go ahead, John. I can't wait to hear.
This is KN4RJN. I caught the tail end of the conversation before the net about Mr. Walt. How's he doing?
He is still kicking. he has a very sore throat, but he is seeking treatment for it. He's very hoarse, and I did not speak with him long because I could tell that he was in a fair amount of pain. Just trying to, trying to manipulate his mouth to make sounds. So, but I did call a check to, see if there was anything that, we could personally do to help him. But other than being a little sore and ornery, he's doing all right.
This is KN4RJN. Well, the sore throat can be treated. I don't know what you can do for orneriness. He's been that way for a long time, but I'm glad to hear he's doing better. So what's going on in your world, Chad?
Let me pause right here for a second and say there's a station popped up on EchoLink. I see you there, sir. I'll give you an opportunity in just a second to check in. Let me clear with Mr. John. So, John, actually, I'm very excited, and I'm glad you asked me. So I'll keep it short, though. But I have been experimenting in the ham shack here with digital modes. When I started this whole endeavor with my license, I just, I said, there's no way I'm going to do digital. That's all we did in Iraq was, bulk data and that kind of stuff. And
I said, I'm just going to enjoy, you know, leisurely conversation with other operators. But I was, as of yesterday, was able to successfully send a email through WinLink with my computer, and I was also able to send my wife and myself a text on my phone through WinLink FM on the 2 meter packet. So I was absolutely excited. So, you know, my wife says, great, we've spent $10,000 so you can spend a radio, send an email without the internet. I'm excited for you.
This KN4RJN. Congratulations. Well, get your other EchoLink station in here, and then we can chat some more.
This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'm your net controller tonight, KO4NUE. We'd like to give any station up on EchoLink an opportunity to check in. Any stations on EchoLink, please call KO4NUE. Was the station on EchoLink trying to check in? I did not get audio, but try again, please, sir. And if you can't seem to get audio, then you send me a text message to EchoLink, and I'll get you checked in. So try again, sir. KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, this is KN4RJN. I don't believe that was the EchoLink station trying to check in. He didn't pop up on screen.
I think it was either, John, but I was not able to get, all I got was kilo, kilo. Is there anybody out there able to relay or give me any information on who that station was? That's calling station trying to check in. I think I got the first few letters of your call. Try again, please, sir. KO4NUE. I'm sorry, I'm just not able to make out what your call was. We'll try one more time. Let's try one more time. I don't want to give up on you. One more time. Try again, sir. I don't think he's going to be able to make it in, but I gave it a fair shake. So, all right, John, let's pick it back up. Go ahead. So we were at $10,000 to send an email without the internet.
This is KN4RJN. That's quite an accomplishment, a waste of money. But go ahead, whatever. I take it you did all the styrofoam balls that scattered all over Hades and half acre that you were talking about with Wendy the other night. Did all those finally get vacuumed up, or are we still fighting that battle?
I think she was trying to help a friend out who had some knee damage their knee, and she went over to help him because the cat had set those styrofoam balls all over the place. But it was just me and Harry was giving her a hard time about it. But that was Miss Wendy, John.
Just came for RJN. Yeah, I was having EchoLink issues that evening. I was only catching bits and pieces of it, but it sounded hilarious. Well, the big thing going around here today is I got a new front door, which unfortunately it was, you know, 30-something degrees this morning, and they showed up about 9 o'clock and tore out the old door, which had side lights, so I've got this big gaping hole in the front of the house. So, it got kind of nippy in here for a while. It took them, you know, a couple, three hours to get the new door in, but it's warmed up, so we survived, and the grandkids are here, and they're going to go screw up the kitchen and bake cookies tomorrow, so that ought to be fascinating. Might have to open the door again to let the oven heat and whatever smoke might arise to take care of that. But other than that, nothing else going on. I know there's a guy out there wanting to talk about the signal analyzer that he's either got or thinking about. I know my good buddy down the road is, or used to be down the road, is hanging in. So I'll back on out of here. I'll say 73s to you, Chad. Have a good holiday. And this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Appreciate you checking in with us, and it's always always a pleasure to talk with you, because you can kind of laugh with me a little bit. So I appreciate that. Okay, any more stations for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Alpha 3 Zulu, if you'd like to check in, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Q in November 4, uniform Papa Yankee. KN4 UPY, Hanson and Anderson, I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling that. Good evening, everybody. I'm that 73.
Recognize KN4 UPY, and I think that was Anson, was that correct, sir? And Anderson. Thank you for checking in with us. Okay, so next up on the stump is KK4 JBQ, Mr. Larry. Go ahead and take it, Larry.
Good evening. KO4 NUE, this is KK4 JBQ. It is 4 days till Christmas Eve, and usually this time of year, it's going to be different this year, but usually I'm out there looking for a last-minute something or other, because I am just a bad procrastinator about such things, but it's all tied up this year, all tied up, and I'm just coasting now. It's good to hear that you have set up your station for digital modes, because as soon as you get one of them, you know, all the little knickknacks that you have to do, then you have access to all digital modes, because your radio is communicating with your TNC and all that. So congratulations. That is a big step, and a step that a lot of people don't make, because it's scary, I guess. I don't know. Today was a marvelous day. Today was a marvelous day because I got a phone call, and a ham friend of mine said, I'll be over in a little bit. So I had a visit, first time in several months, from a good friend, good ham friend of mine, and we exchanged Christmas gifts, and that was just real special. Really special. In the past, I've gotten a Morse code mug and some other, you know, you might say, what anybody else would say, that's a gag gift. No, no, no. It's appreciated every time I look at it. You know, these funny mugs. I drink coffee, and I have coffee by me all day long. And, well, so there you are. So tell me a little about your day, Chad.
Spent the day with two club members. We went up to the deer camp and spent some time down on the backside of the property for a little bit, and got to spend some time with them. That was nice. But I'm glad that you mentioned Christmas gifts, because I had an announcement that I wanted to make at the beginning of the net, and I forgot. So anybody listening, if you have got a Yaesu 991A or a Yaesu 991, I ordered a control cable, a cat cable, that goes in between the computer and the radio from Amazon. I ordered one, and Amazon sent me one pack of 10. So, and they don't want them back. So, if anybody has those radios and you would like to have a spare cable, please let me know, and that will be a Christmas gift for you if you have one of those. But I did. I had a good day, Larry, and I'm tired, and I'll sleep well tonight, but I had a good day.
It's a jolly holly time of year. There's a radio station here in the area. I'm not going to plug them, but they play the old standards Christmas music, and I have it in my head. It's been going on in my head all day long. Oh, just a thought. These cat cables, they're not absolutely specific to the individual radio. They are specific, perhaps, to the manufacturer. What I'm saying is that if you have a Yaesu radio at all, do your due diligence and research whether it's the same cable that's shared among those two radios, yours and Chad's. That is a nice offer. And I know it just fell into your lap, but Chad's the kind of person, folks, that when he has an abundance, he thinks of other people. How about that? KK4JBQ.
Hi, Larry. Merry Christmas to Miss Donna, too. And I'm just curious, did y'all get anything in the mail today?
Gosh, I did not check the mail today. Okay. That's a fair turn. I reminded you of something, and you've reminded me of something. So, actually, I can honestly say no. I didn't get anything in the mail today because I haven't visited the mailbox.
Oh, Mr. Larry. Okay, you got anything else for the rag shoe bud? The KO4NUE.
Nothing more. I would say that let the Christmas spirit invade. Everyone have a good night. 7-3. KK4JBQ. Back to net.
Thank you, Larry, for checking in and brag chewing with me for a few minutes and trying to get me to the top of the hour. So, okay. Mr. Gary, you're up on the stomp next. And also, Mr. Ken, if you're still in there, hang around for the rag chew. We'll be done in just a few minutes. But any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Unheard. So, Mr. Gary, I got something I got to tell you. So you go ahead and start it up.
4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. You got a copy on me now.
I got you, Gary. Go ahead.
It was me trying to check in one that didn't have any audio again. I didn't replace but one battery in my microphone, and I guess the other one died, so I guess I'll have to take it back apart and see what I can do with it. I'm about ready to get rid of it, to be honest with you, but I enjoy my desk mic. Let's see here, what we do today. Didn't do a whole lot today. Got up this morning early and fiddled around a little bit, went out and played with the big dog a little bit. It was right chilly at the house this morning, so I didn't stay out too long because I didn't dress for it. Got some things I want to try to do tomorrow, but got to get up early in the morning and take Joy's little dog over. I say Joy's. It's both our dogs, but it's mainly hers, the little dust mop. She's got to go to the doctor's office and get some teeth removed. And I'm not looking forward to that, but maybe her breath won't smell so bad when we get her back. So we got a few things to do tomorrow. And I checked my email a while ago, and I got something in there from you. I don't know if that was from your radio or how it got into my email, but it was there.
Exactly right. That is a radiogram sent from my radio in digital format, and I thought it would be befitting to send the master traffic handler a digital form of a radiogram. So I'm not sure what you think about that, but I was really excited about it. So, just wanted to let you know.
Well, I really enjoyed it. getting it that way. That was kind of unique. And you don't normally get radiograms like that, but there's a lot of folks that do that nowadays. A lot of folks are going digital and all of this, and I don't do much. Well, I don't do any of that. I've got the capabilities here at the house. I just haven't taken the time to brush up on it and learn how to do it and put it into practice. But I can do it. I have the capabilities of it, but I haven't done any of it. So I was just kind of letting you know that I did enjoy getting that one that way. I was going to tell you this. I was up at the Dickert family get-together. That's my wife's family. Yesterday, and her brother, Robert, was in the Army. And we were sitting around the table, and all of a sudden he starts tapping out a little CW on his plate. And I looked at Joy, and I said, you know what Robert's doing? She said, no. I said, he's over sending CW. And Robert looked over at me, and he says, you know what I said? And I said, yep. So we didn't say anything to the other ladies around the table.
That's really nice. That's funny. So I got a quick funny one for you to tell you. But Gary, if you don't mind, there's an Echo Link station just popped up. Do you mind if I grab him right quick?
Did he?
Station up on Echo Link. If you'd like to check in on Echo Link, please call KO4NUE and I'll get you checked in. I'd like to recognize by text on Echo Link KJ4OWJ. That's Mr. Jim in South Florida. So I got you checked into the net, Jim. Thank you for using the Echo Link function on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, Gary, I got something I need to tell you.
Go ahead, I'm here.
From the deer camp today, and Anna spent the day with her sister up at the Biltmore house, so I came in, built a fire, and got ready for the net, and she says, you need to come in here in the bathroom and listen to something. I've been hearing this noise in the bathroom for the last 2 days, and I'm a little worried about it, so I cannot hear. My hearing is horrible. So I went in the bathroom, and then I couldn't hear anything. And she said, I can't believe you can't hear that. And I said, well, honey, I just can't hear. She said, well, sit down on the toilet and let me shut the door. So she shut the door so we didn't hear any outside noises. And she sat there for a good, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds. And she starts staring at me with, you know, and bobbing her head at me like, you know, can you not hear that? And I finally just told her, I said, honey, you can stare at me all you want, but that's not going to make me hear any better. So she just got frustrated, said, I can't believe you can't hear that. So I've got some kind of noise in the bathroom that's driving her crazy. I don't know what it is. I told her I'd get under the floor tomorrow, try to figure out, you know, what it is. But, I don't understand staring at me thinking that's going to make me hear better. But, hey, whatever you got to do, I guess, to get the point across. But I just thought I'd let you know. She's on me again.
KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, that's a good thing, Chad. It keeps you on your toes. And don't feel like the Lone Ranger now. Joy does me that way on a frequent basis, you know. She'll hear something and she'll say, did you hear that? And I know. And I'll listen and listen and listen. Sometimes I'll pick it up, but a lot of times I won't. She said, you're just saying that to, you know, make me think I'm hearing things. I said, no, honey, I'm not. I really can't hear it. I said, maybe I need to go get my ears checked. And she says, well, if you did, you'd just have to have hearing aids. And she said, you wouldn't wear them if you got them. And I said, well, that's probably true. So until I get to the point people have to scream and yell at me for me to hear and understand what they're saying, I guess I'll just continue on the way I am.
Let me tell you this real quick. We got ready to go for the last deployment, and we got to go through a medical screening before they'll let you in country. So I failed the hearing test, and a little audiologist doctor come back there, and she says you've been flagged for hearing. You cannot hear up in the high frequency range, and you don't think you're going to be able to deploy. Well, I was the company first sergeant. I got to go, And I said, let me try again, because I think I can do it. So they got six booths there sitting across from one another. And I went and got the youngest guy in the unit, private. And I said, come here with me. I put him in the booth across from me and started the test again. And every time he pushed the button, I pushed the button. So when the hearing test was over, the nurse came back and she said, I don't know what happened, but you got perfect hearing. And I said, right. So we both walked out of the booth grinning at one another. And, 6 weeks later, I got on the bus and headed out. So just going to let you know that, Gary.
Tell you this, and I'll let you go, Chad. I know you got some more people out there in the wings. You have to go through all this stuff when you get out as well, and being around those APUs, auxiliary power units in the aircraft, and then those that we towed out there on the tarmac, plus the sounds of the engines and all this. My hearing is not as good as it once was either. Even though we wore hearing protectors out there, just like the Army did when you were in training in a lot of situations. But we had the hearing protectors on, but it didn't always do a whole lot of good, I guess. Either that, or it was faulty equipment, or maybe it was just my faulty ears, but I didn't hear as well when I got out as I did when I went in. But I wasn't as young as I was either, so there you go. Anyway, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. I hope you and Miss Anna have a good evening, what's left of it. Good talking to you, and hopefully we'll talk to you again before Christmas. If not, Merry Christmas, and to you and Anna and the rest of the net, we'll talk at you later. 73, KI4DOS, back to net.
Appreciate you dropping by and checking in with us for a few minutes. It's always nice to hear from you. Please tell Miss Joy we said hello and Merry Christmas. Okay, Mr. Ken, I hope you're still in there, sir. I put you off long enough, didn't mean to do that. But if you want ask you more questions about your analyzer questions, please go ahead now. I'm sure there's a lot of people that like to let you know. Go ahead, sir.
I got just a couple of questions. The 35 zoom and the 55 zoom, are there any advantages over one or the other than frequency range, K4WFU?
Let me pick it up. Nobody wants to comment. So I have a antenna analyzer. It is a multi-band. It's a new one. It's a Rig Expert or Rig Master, one or two. I get them mixed up. I absolutely love it. But I got to tell you that I'm not as experienced as some of the more experienced hams on exactly how to use it. But I have used it to build my own dipole and check it through, check the SWR through all the bands, and actually see where, adjust my antenna length to, get the dip exactly where I want as far as the SWR goes. But I will tell you there's a lot of functions on there that I don't know how to use, but the ones that I do, I absolutely love it. And I'm going to take a break here and step by find the cabinet and go get the model number out of the cabinet. So go ahead and pick it up. I'll be back in like 5 seconds, but I can hear you. KO4NUE.
I'm just wondering, if does it come preset for ham bands, or can you use it across any spectrum within its frequency range?